A fire at a school dormitory in Kenya claimed the lives of 17 students and left 13 others seriously injured, police reported on Friday. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The tragedy occurred Thursday night at Hillside End Ayrshire Primary School in Nyeri County, which caters to children up to 14 years old. Authorities fear the death toll could rise as investigations into the cause of the fire are underway, according to police spokesperson Rizaila Onyongo. The dormitory, which housed over 150 boys, quickly became engulfed in flames due to the wooden construction of the building, Nyeri County Commissioner Pius Murugu stated. The school, located 200 kilometers, 125 miles, north of Nairobi in Kenya's Central Highlands, has a total of 824 students. Wooden structures are common in the region, which contributed to the rapid spread of the fire. Grief-stricken parents, unable to locate their children among the survivors, gathered anxiously at the school, awaiting news. President William Ruto expressed his sorrow, calling the incident devastating. He directed authorities to conduct a thorough investigation, vowing that those responsible would be held accountable. "This horrific incident must be investigated, and safety measures enforced," he wrote on X, formerly Twitter. Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua urged school administrators to ensure compliance with safety guidelines for boarding schools. Fires in Kenyan boarding schools are unfortunately common, often caused by arson linked to issues such as drug abuse and overcrowding. A recent report from the Education Ministry highlighted these concerns. Some fires have also been sparked by student protests over workloads or poor living conditions. In 2017, 10 students died in a fire started by a student in Nairobi, while the deadliest school fire occurred in 2001, when 67 students perished in Machakos County. This latest tragedy has reignited concerns over the safety of boarding schools in Kenya and the urgent need for improved safety measures. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.